Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, my lovely listeners. Welcome to another whirlwind episode of Love Storm with Jerry. I'm your host, Jerry, and today, as usual, we're diving into another delicate, deliciously, and delightfully dangerous subject. You know how we do it here? Yeah, we like to be sweet and then a bit messy sometimes, but today is still going to be downright hilarious. Though we're saying something a bit serious, we're talking about something a bit serious, but it's still going to have a bit of humor to it. You know how we say the facts over here? Yeah, we kind of saute our facts with a bit of sweetness. Yeah, that's how we do it on the show. And if you want to be a part of the show, as always, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. How are you, my lovely listeners? How's your week been? It's another Wednesday, and I'm sure you're excited to be here, as I'm excited to be here as usual. So they say love is blind, but is it really? Or are we just refusing to look? If you're just tuning in, welcome to Love Storm, where we get raw, real, and sometimes messy. What? It also means love. Yep, that's what love is all about. Yeah. And I'm your host, Jerry. Yep, yep, yep. Today, we're diving into something deep. Round of applause, please. I can picture you clapping right now. Yep, this topic calls for a huge round of applause. So today's topic is secrets, lies, and lovely love lives. Yeah, that's a bit of a mouthful there. So it's like secrets, the lies, and love, our love lives. What's that thing that is hiding in plain sight? I want to ask you something bold. Have you ever known the truth but convinced yourself it was something else? Oh yeah, I can see you covering your face there. I'm sure you saw all the red flags, but you were like, let me just look away and pretend it never happened. Have you ever felt something was off? Yeah, you know, when your belly starts to churn, when your gut starts to kick in, and you just choose to ignore it, just to keep peace, just let peace reign, and then to keep that person as well, or just keep that illusion going on, because even though you know it might not be what you think it is, you just want to keep the fire burning. Yeah, today we're talking about the truths we bury in our relationships and why we do them. I know I've got you thinking, what are the truths that we bury in our relationships, and what are the reasons why you and I keep doing what we're doing, even though the truth stares us right in the face? Yeah, if you're tuning in, this is Love Storm and you're listening to Radio Africana. It's your girl Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday at 8, and today we're discussing love, lies, secrets, in our love lives? What are those things in our relationships? It could be you doing it. It could be someone doing it to you. So what are those things that we bury in our relationships for peace to reign? Or just so that we can keep that one person? And yeah, so I think this story was inspired by a message I got during the week. And the sender did say I could share it on the show. So we're going to get real about it. This is something that I've been told to share because she wants people's opinions about it. So she's married. I would not use her real name. I'll use an alias. I'll call her Nina. So Nina has been married to the same man for 10 years. Or so she thought. It turns out she was married to half a man, and the older half, he was living a life she knew absolutely nothing about. Yeah, I told you that today's story is gonna be hot. Yeah, the episode today is hot. So Nina says, you think you know someone. I mean, we shared a bed, we raised our son, then I found he had a second phone, a hidden bank account, and a woman in another city who thought she was his only wife. Nina, how do you see it? As for me, I saw the cracks. I just filled them with hope. Oh, Nina. You see, that's exactly how I said of the show. How often do we turn the red flags into rose petals? We see the signs, but sometimes we choose to turn a blind eye to it. And I would like to say a big thank you for sharing, Nina. This, I know in the email you did mention that it's taken you a lot of time to send this because you're not sure whether you wanted to share, but you finally made up your mind to share. We'll go on a short music break, and then we'll come back. We are going to get into it, to Nina's story. And you know how we do it on the show, texting. I love to hear from you. Do feel free. Nina wants to seek advice from you listeners and from me as well. So Nina says she's been married to the same person for 10 years. She thought she knew the man, but she didn't know him. It turned out that she doesn't know him because he is living a double life. He's got a wife apparently in another city. She found this out by finding a second phone and found out that he has a hidden bank account. What would you do if you were Nina? What would be your next line of actions? And Nina does say that she saw the cracks. She's owning up to seeing the cracks, but she just filled them in with hope. So I'd like you to text in on 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. If you're on Facebook or you're on Instagram, find us at Radio Africana. So it's at Radio Africana. Do DM us and I'll be reading out your messages. I'm going to take this short music break just to give you the time to text in or the time to catch your breath and ask yourself, what am I feeling with hope in my relationship? Do not touch that dial. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back. Thank you. Hello, this is Still Loves Them and it's your girl Jerry. I'm back. Today we are talking about love, lies, secrets that we go through in our relationships. Are you that one person that is keeping a secret from your partner, or do you have a partner that's keeping something from you and you've probably happen to find that out perchance? Do you send us your message on 0744 881 1570? And yes, the messages are pouring in. I do trust my listeners. And so previously I was talking about Nina, not her real name. Nina sent in a message to say it turns out she was married to a man who had another wife in another town, in another city, and she didn't know. She only found that out perchance when she saw that he had a second phone and a hidden bank account. So I'm going to another message from another listener. This one says, "Dear Jerry, I opened his laptop to send a work file. I saw the email. It was 2 years old. A hotel booking had her name on it, and I realized I hadn't lost my mind all those nights I felt him sleeping. I had lost him a long time ago, and I only came to realize that when I saw the email." This is from Kayla. Kayla has sent this in from Manchester. Oh no, Kayla, we're not here to shame. We're here to understand what makes someone hide. And this is just a very, very painful situation. I can just imagine how you felt that day when you saw that email, that one email that changed your life. You know, there are certain circumstances that we go through and they probably change the trajectory of our lives from that point. So, having seen that email, your relationship must have taken another turn, because deep in your head you're looking at him differently from that point. He's no longer that sweet person you were seeing a few minutes before, and like you said, it did confirm that you were not running mad. It was just actually a confirmation of your gut instincts. Oh Kayla, I just hope that you're able to sort this out with your partner. I honestly wish you all the best, because I don't know what to say in this situation. I just hope you guys can sort yourselves out. So sometimes, like, the worst lies aren't even told to us. They are the ones told by us, like, to ourselves. When we see them, we just try to make excuses for them. Oh, he just needs his space. Oh, she's just tired. Oh, he's not cheating. He's just texting or sexting. Oh, I think it's just me. I think we're just busy. I think we just start shrinking our standards just to keep someone close. And this is when we then lose sight of ourselves. And when we do that, these people do not actually love us by seeing us lose sight of ourselves, because we now project our fears to them, and they now see how much confidence we've lost in ourselves. And trust me, nobody wants to be with that one person that doesn't seem to have any value for themselves. Because the more you keep giving these excuses, the more they realize you do not love yourself enough to see how badly you're being treated. So let me tell you something hard but true. Love can't survive where truth is denied. There's no way love will survive where truth is denied. The secrets don't protect us, they imprison us. Because the more excuses you make, you have to make more and more excuses to cover up the excuses you've already made. And at the end of the day, it comes back to bite you, because you're not treating the root cause. What you're doing is just delaying doomsday, because doomsday would finally come, but you're only extending it. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Lost on Radio Africana. My name is Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday at 8. And this is what we do. Every Wednesday, we talk about love, relationships, and everything in between. And today, we're talking about lies, secrets, and, you know, the double lives that we lead when we're in a relationship. It could be you doing it to somebody, it could be somebody doing it to you. If you want to share your story, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. If you're texting from outside the country, please do remember to add +44744 881 1570. If you're on social media, either Facebook or Instagram, DM us on @RadioAfrikaner. We'll be reading the DMs to read out your messages. If you're listening right now and thinking to yourself, am I hiding something? Am I being lied to? Or even, am I lying to myself? I think that's the biggest question, you know. Am I lying to myself? This is the invitation for you to look closer, not with blame though. Don't say, oh, I've been a fool all along. This is not the time for that. This is the time to ask yourself, what am I hiding? What am I closing my eyes to? And what am I lying to myself about? When you do that, that's when we win. Because honestly, where truths is hidden, love doesn't thrive there, because love is about you being open and you being truthful to yourself. I have another message. This listener has chosen to go anonymous. Says, Jerry, my partner thinks I'm super organized, but honestly, my side of the closet is a disaster zone. I just shove everything in before he gets home. Is this a harmless secret or the start of a deep psychological problem? okay. Now, this is a very funny, darling. I think many of us can relate. This is harmless for now, but if those clothes keep piling up, they might just suddenly develop their own ecosystem. I don't know about that. We might need some intervention. You know, we'll either call hoarders or, you know, those people that clean homes to come help you. But this is pretty innocent. Honestly, this is not as bad as living a dual life, you know, maybe being in the closet, maybe you no, this is like a joke. It's a walk in the park compared to the stories that I've read out so far. I have another one. This is from Lanray, and he's texting him from London. He said, I once told my girlfriend I was sick to get out of a family meeting with her family because I was, oh my goodness, because I secretly needed to watch a football match. She still brings it up. The guilt is real. Oh no. Oh no. Well, these are the sacrifices we make for our favorite team. So I don't know about that one, but do not do that next time, because that's a tad bit rude. Imagine if the tables were flipped and she had to probably ditch your parents for a reality show. How would you feel? Yeah, sometimes you need to be pretty considerate. But I know how it is to be a diehard sports fan. You would even ditch your family meeting for it. Okay, so I've got a message from Rachel. She said, so I know this girl who's giving her 90k to a guy who moved in with her in December 2023. They had plans to build a house together, get married, etc. But guess what? Another woman turned up at her door on a Sunday morning asking for this guy. The story is very long, but guess what? The girl is my cousin. Oh my goodness. And now he can't provide the money, by the way. Oh my goodness, Rachel. This breaks my heart. 90k pounds. Oh wow. Oh, talk about double standards. But with this case, I would say 90k. Like, how can you dole out 90k without signing some form of contract or some form of agreement? If you want to give, no matter how close you are, so long as you're not married, you do not just dole out cash in the name of marriage. Because I can just imagine how broken she'll be, because you can't even fight this in court if you haven't got any evidence, except if she's got maybe a proof of a bank transfer. I don't know how able they are to reclaim this, but you might need to involve the right authority for this one, because that's dubious in every way. It is really, really dubious. Such a shame. Okay, so T from Manchester says, I just want to tell Nina sorry to be that. I'm sorry she's in that situation. This is like what a Niger Yoruba demon. This is a standard Yoruba demon thing. They always have a child or another family outside. I don't know if it's safe to share everything with your partner. There has to be some level of secret. Yes, I do agree that there has to be some level, but I wouldn't call it secret per se. I would say do not overshare, because there's a difference between sharing and oversharing. But then there's some things that you need to lay bare on the table, because if you keep certain secrets and they find out, this can ruin your relationships. So it's just for you to just do the assessment, more like your risk analysis, and say, what do I stand to lose if I don't own up to this? And what do I stand to gain if I share this? I think if you can balance that out, then it sort of gives that balance in the relationship, so that there's no animosity whatsoever. Okay. Toby again from Manchester says, do you know, I have an aunt, and she found out after over 20 years of marriage that her husband has got two children for the same woman in another state. Yeah, she lives in London, and guess what, she stayed even after she found out. That's the thing. I think sometimes we are enablers, and that's what I meant when I said, when we start to give excuses and then turn a blind eye to this, then these people look at us like, what value have you got for yourself? Because if takers would always take, if givers continue to give. So if you keep giving and giving and giving, obviously they're there to take. That's what takers are there for. So it's just for you to that set that boundary and know, yes, a lot of people are living a dual life and most of them are manipulators. Thank you so much for that, Harriet. Yes, most manipulators live a dual life, and that's why they live a dual life, because they know how to manipulate you and make you think oh, it's all your fault, but at the end of the day they're just gaslighting you because they know to do what they know how to do best, which is manipulation. I'm going to take a short music break. The messages are pouring in. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for your active participation as always. And if you're only just tuning in, the show is Lovestorm. This is what we do every Wednesday night. We learn about love, we talk about love, and we're here to share messages, share our experiences, and the most important thing of them all is we learn from our experiences every Wednesday. I'm going on a short break. You're only allowed to go get a drink. Do not touch that dial. I'll be back in no time. See you in a bit.
Submit to your demands. I will do anything. Girl, you need only ask. I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight, baby, all through the night. I'll make love to you when you want me to, and I will not let go till you tell me to.
Hello, this is your girl Cherry. You're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana, and tonight we're talking about lies, secrets, and the double lives that we live in our love lives. It could be you doing it, it could be somebody doing it to you. And yes, as always, the listeners are sending in the messages. this one said, chef but no chef. Okay, this is an interesting one. My partner thinks I'm a gourmet chef because I cook amazing meals. But what my partner doesn't know is that almost everything is from a woman that does home delivery services. I just pretend I source I just pretend I make everything. When he's out at work, I try to come back early on Fridays just to collect my delivery. Is this a secret? Is this cheating on its own? Okay. And you know the irony, she says Chef A. That's her name. Chef A, who am I to judge? This is genius. It is genius. Like, I don't know. If it tastes good and everyone is happy, well, it's a win-win at the end of the day. But how do you manage, though? So if he suddenly says to you, I need maybe okra now, randomly, how do you cope? Like, would you just say, let's wait till Friday? Oh, I can just imagine you bulk buying. So that way you can just help you get away. But yeah, if it works for you. But what I know is it's not really sustainable. I think you have enough time to learn. There are many ways where you can learn. You can learn online. You can even ask the chef to teach you. Even if you can't cook everything, start by learning how to cook one or two, and then it saves you the stress of having to lie all the time. Because the thing with lies is you always need to lie to cover up and cover up and cover up. Or you can just come out straight and say, it's not really my forte, you know. I love you so much that I'll go out of my way to do make sure that you have food on the table. It doesn't matter if it doesn't come from me, it's the talk that counts at the end of the day. Yeah, so I have another one. It says, before I met my current partner, I was secretly obsessed with plus size women. Okay. My wife is the first skinny person I've been with. I'm terrified they'll find out and think, oh, she's not my spec, but I do love her regardless. Okay, you've always gone for plus size women and you're obsessed with plus size women, and she's the first skinny person that you with and you love her to bits, but you're terrified she'll find out. Why do you think she'll find out? Is that because you're still secretly obsessed with plus size women? I think that's what you should ask yourself. But that's the question, though. If you know you like plus size women, why go for a skinny woman? At the end of the day, I don't know, you have your reasons. It's not in my place to question you, but if you think it's a problem, then it is a problem. Because sometimes when we mention it, it's just us saying, I think I'm still obsessed with them. But if she finds out, because without you being obsessed with them, you shouldn't be worried about her finding out, because that was in the past. But if it still bothers you this much, perhaps you still are obsessed with plus size women. And there's always someone for everyone. So if you love her, just stay loving her, and that's what matters at the end of the day. You've come to the end of the road with plus size women. Now you've got yourself a skinny woman, so that's where you're gonna stay. Okay, I have another one. This is from D in Manchester. Said, my girlfriend thinks I spend hours curating my designs for work, but in reality, I have a secret dating profile. Oh, now what? Though I never go on dates, I just enjoy chatting with women. It helps me feel alive. But I barely spend 5 minutes on it, I promise. Should I confess my digital trickery? Oh, thank God you know it's trickery. I just hope you're not catfishing online, number one. Because for you to be married and have a dating profile, I'm assuming you're doing it with another person's profile picture, because you wouldn't want to be that bold to have your face on a dating app. So it just kind of sounds like you're not mentally ready to be in a marriage if you still enjoy the attention from random women. Or perhaps you haven't found what you're looking for, or you're not happy in your present relationship. This is disturbing, I must say, in all honesty. I'm not judging, but it's something that you might want to deal with. I think there's certain questions you have to ask yourself and then answer. Like, number one should be, why am I doing this? I think there's a void you're trying to fill with this attention. Are you not getting enough attention? Why do you have to seek validation and satisfaction from women you know you're not going to have anything to do with? That's where we should start from. You really do need to own up. Maybe share this with your partner, because that will be a way, once they are aware of this, it will be a way for you to curb it. Because the more you conceal it, the more you do it. I'm going to take a quick music break and I'll be back. Keep sending in your messages. It's 0744-881-1570. Do not touch that dial. I'll be back in no time. Hi there, this is your girl Jerry and you're still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. There are a lot of messages tonight. I'm loving it, loving it. Big ups to all the listeners who have sent and are still sending in messages. I'm trying to read as many as possible before the show is over. So this one says, my girlfriend hates my taste in music. So I have a Spotify account just for my guilty pleasure to listen to heavy metals. She thinks I only listen to classical, but it's my secret rebellion. Well, that's not much of a secret. I think sometimes we're just who we are. Yeah, we need our own escape. So even if it's to listen to your song of choice, that shouldn't be a problem at all. And you don't really need to hide. You don't need to hide to listen to what you like. Probably get yourself good headphones and be lost in your own world. That's not a problem at all. I don't see anything wrong in that. Okay, we have another one. It says, hi Jerry, this is my first time texting in. I am Shola from Manchester. Hello Shola. I tell my husband I'm watching my sugar intake, but I have a secret chocolate bar hidden at the back of the freezer. I eat it after he goes to sleep. Is this bad? Hey, Shola, coming from another sweet tooth, this is something I can do. You are my kindred spirit. It's not bad. This is called strategy, my love. Self-care, yeah, we all deserve that reward. After a hard day at work, why not? There's nothing wrong in you having a cheeky bar of chocolate. So, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you do tune in and text in next week. Yeah, so, this one is a little more intimate. This person has taken the fire alarm. Boom. This is... It's a hi, Jerry. I have been faking orgasms. Okay. I've been with my partner for years. I know this is bad. I know. But I feel like my partner is just not that creative in bed. And I don't know how to tell him without hurting his feelings. And for this reason, I've been faking orgasms. What do I do? Okay. I will start off by saying you're not alone. And this, I can assure you, this is a common one. And while this might seem like a harmless secret to protecting his feelings, it can actually create that big disconnect between you two. As they say, Black Lives Matter, your pleasure matters as well. Well, it's a tough conversation to have with anyone, but it's absolutely worth discussing. You need to tell him how you want it. Like, tell him how you want it. I'm pretty sure he does tell you how he wants it. So it's time to open up, because you don't want to be stuck in a lifetime of boring ex, you know, completed. I don't want to say it because it's not 9 o'clock yet. You don't want to be caught up faking orgasms. You need to start talking about how you want it done, things you enjoy, or show him, you know, do the show and tell. You know how to do this, is this, and this is how it works. You know, just do that little show and tell. It's a pretty delicate dance, but you need to know how to go about it. Be playful about it. It could be something like, say, do you know? You know how people say, do you know? Just start off by saying, oh, do you know if you did that, I'd really like it. Do you know if you... That way, you just opening up the conversation. And then you know, say, oh, what else do you like? And then, or you could flip the coin around and say, what do you really like during intimacy? Like, what turns you on, what turns you off? You could start by asking the questions, and then you get to know each other better. But don't go directly to say, oh, do you know that I don't enjoy it when you... No, that would be a tad bit harsh. It's just you doing it the subtle way and still driving your point home at the end of the day, because girl, that's really important. That's one thing you need to address, and you need to address it ASAP. I love it. Like, this conversation really highlights, you know, the spectrum of secrets that we have, doesn't it? Like, yeah, because we've seen what people call secrets. Some people say having their own playlist is a secret. Something eating a bar of chocolate when their partner goes to bed is a secret. While something having a dual life, having a whole family outside, is a secret. Well, all the people have to fake orgasms. Now we see why it's good to have these conversations, because if we do not have these conversations, we'll then find ourselves leading dual lives, which is totally deceptive to the other person. And when we hide things, no matter even the smallest things, it does create a little crack in that foundation of trust. It's just like a tiny leak. You know how that annoying leak in your bathroom is, and then they say tiny drops of water can form a large ocean. Over time, it can erode and then just spoil that structure, you know. And I think the solution to this is communication. Like, that on its own is like the bedrock of any healthy relationship. When you're constantly having to guard a secret, it starts to create that distance. Even if you don't realize it, you just become less spontaneous because you don't want to blot out the truth, so you are always on guard. And then we have the partners who are enablers as well, and then they start to see this distance between you two, but they don't want to point it out because they don't want to be the ones being accusatory. So it's like, oh, I'm not gonna say this because I don't want them to feel this way. But you, in your heart of hearts, you know that there's something off in that relationship, but you're too scared to point it out. And the more you do it, that distance you're avoiding, you're just digging the hole. So I know I mentioned earlier that too much too soon, like, should we lay absolutely everything bare? No, not every awkward moment from secondary school has to be shared. He doesn't need to know the details of what went on in your past relationships, and she doesn't need to know every detail of what went on in your past relationship. No, privacy is pretty healthy, but there's a difference between privacy and secrecy. Privacy is the things that you'd rather keep to yourself, and that's about maintaining your own personal space. But secrecy is about you too. Is, you know, that it involves the other person one way or the other, and then deliberately keep it away from them. You conceal it, totally ignoring the fact that it could impact the other person's life and it could impact them negatively, especially when you have a relationship, especially when you have a child out of wedlock. You know, this would be not just impact your partner but your kids as well, and then you choose to hide this from your partner. That's beyond mean. And the key, I believe, is intent and impact. So if your secret is harmless, then share it. Even if it's a bit harmful and you know genuinely that this would affect your partner, this would affect your relationship, then share it as well. Because you don't want to lead the other person on, especially when you know that it could backfire and you'd lose the relationship at the end of the day. But we, on the other hand as well, if you think that it wouldn't really affect them and it might misrepresent who you are, or then cause emotional harm or make them feel some form of betrayal, then this is when you need to assess the situation and say to yourself, what do they, so you're not being selfish here, so it's going to be a case of what did they stand to lose and what did they stand to gain by having this information. And if you see that the impact is going to be higher on the negative side, then do tell. So I have more messages. I'm going to quickly take one more message. Just this one more message. And I don't know how time flies every time we're here. If you're listening for the first time, this is Love Stum here every Wednesday. This is where we talk about life, relationship, love, everything between. And also, if you've got a business, you've got a service that you want to advertise, this is the right place. This is the one-stop show where we have listeners from all over the world tuning in at the same time. And this is the best place to get all your customers in just one place. So send a message to the number 0744-881-1570 and do mention that you want to advertise on the show Love Storm. Or you can DM us on Instagram or Facebook, which one works better for you. Say you want to advertise on the show Love Storm. So yeah, going back to messages, this one says, yes, I know you've mentioned that privacy is healthy and secrecy is bad, but what do you do in a situation where you're keeping a secret to save the other person? That's a tough one. I don't see it coming. What do you do when you're keeping a secret to save the other person? I'd say it depends on what you mean by saving the other person. Are you hurting them and trying to save them at the same time? If it's a financial secret and you know that you don't want to tell them because you're working towards it and you don't want to hurt them, you know, they fret a lot, they're not able to manage stress, that's fair enough, that's understandable, especially if you have plans in place to sort it out quickly. But if you know that this would impact both of you negatively, especially with finances, I'll tell you, say it as it is. It's best for them to know. At least you're giving them the fair opportunity to know and make that decision with you, than for them to be blindsided and maybe get thrown out of the house, or the kids all of a sudden will need to stop school. That's going to be like a really, really bad one to keep away from your partner. So the truth is always easy at the end of the day. I think it's really, really hard concealing the truth. So, and truth only heals when we face it. And love, real love, it can handle honesty, especially if you guys are really, really in love. It can handle honesty. If you're there to bring it, your partner should be able to handle it. But it depends on how far the cut is. Don't go and cut them deeply and say, yes, my partner will handle it. No, it doesn't always work like that. So this has been Love Storm with Jerry. Time has flown by yet again, another Wednesday. Until next time, do be bold, be kind, and don't be afraid to look right at what's been hiding in plain sight. This is to all the enablers out there. It's time for you to start calling a spade a spade. Stop giving it a different name. A spade can never be a table knife. So until next week, keep that love brewing. And remember, secrets can be fun, but trust is always the best. So I'm gonna love you and leave you as always. See you same time, same station next week. And if you are like Nina, you have a story you want to share, text me personally if you've got your story. If you've got a story to share, look for me at Vasilisa_C on Instagram. DM me is Vasilisa_C on Instagram. DM me your story. I'll reach out to you, get all the details, and then pose it to my listeners who will be giving you their own 2 cents. Until next week, have a lovely week and stay loving. Ciao.
I don't know what it is that you've done to me, but it's caused me to act in such a crazy way. Whatever it is that you do when you do what you do. It's a feeling that I want to stay. Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the calling cue is you. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control, then something takes over me. In a daze, you look so amazing. It's not a phase, I want you to stay with me. By my side, I swallow my pride. Your love is so sweet, it knocks me right off on my feet. Can't explain why your love is making me weak. Time after time after time, I try to fight it. Keeps on holding on. Resistance is down when you're around. Price fading. In my condition, I don't want to be alone. Cause my heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind.
Yeah.